In East Africa, millions of people are in need of emergency food assistance because of the prolonged severe drought. Now, a UN agency warns that things could get worse. Steady rain is hard to come by in many parts of East Africa. The Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, says the region has been hit with two consecutive seasons with significantly below average rainfall. Shukri Ahmed is a senior economist at the FAO's Global Information and Early Warning System.
In the last several years, we're seeing that there is these recurrent droughts, which used to take several years to reoccur, but now that reoccurrence is becoming more frequent.
The drought has destroyed crops and killed livestock, bringing high levels of malnutrition to the region.
Most parts now of Somalia, parts of Kenya, parts of Ethiopia specifically, and even parts of northern Tanzania and some parts of Uganda to the northeast have been affected by less rainfall, infrequent rainfall, and a late start of the rainfall. So this compounded an already problematic region in terms of food security.
The FAO says Somalia has some of the worst malnutrition rates in the world, with 1 in 4 children in the southern part of the country malnourished. 2.5 million people in the country need humanitarian assistance. In Kenya, nearly 2.5 million people in the north and northeast are said to be unable to meet their basic food and water needs. These are mainly pastoralist and agro-pastoralist areas. In Ethiopia, the UN agency says millions more require emergency food assistance. What's more, the lack of rain is blamed for the deaths of 220,000 cattle in the Borana zone along the southern border with Kenya. The FAO also says water shortages are expected in the coming months in Djibouti's capital. Making matters worse, Ahmed says, are rising food and fuel prices in East Africa.
Since 2007, 2008, when there was this high surge in prices, which the sub-region was affected very badly, there was a very good recovery from that with good product production. In 2009 and 2008, there was some kind of a recovery. And also prices of fuel have stabilized also to some extent. But now what we are seeing is that the region now is hit by this drought, and now the fuel prices are going up. Given that the international prices of food commodities is also high, it actually is a lot of burden for the country's economies, which are already reeling from the effects of earlier years, to take on.
The FAO official says even if it started to rain steadily today, it would not solve the problems immediately. In fact, it could actually make things worse. For example, he says there are good signs of rain in parts of Ethiopia, Somalia, and Kenya that could replenish water supplies and pastures. While that sounds like good news, it could cause even more problems for pastoralists.
Pastoralists are the ones which are really affected from this drought. Some already have lost their livestock, and now the rains that came actually started killing more livestock because they're so weak they couldn't take it.
Ahmed says while East African countries are implementing their own short-term solutions to the drought, long-range planning is needed to deal with the uncertainty of climate change. The FAO recommends additional funds to protect and rebuild livestock herds and the distribution of drought-tolerant seeds. It also calls for increased animal and plant disease surveillance and control. It says in the short term, farmers should be taught new technologies to grow crops on dry land and better ways to conserve and use water. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.